Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. And joining me on the line is a candidate for the Singleton Council, Tony McNamara. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Gemma. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. So I guess I want to know, why are you standing for local government?
Well, Gemma, I am a councillor on Singleton Council and have been for a long time. And I would like to continue the progressive nature that this council operates under. We have done a lot of things that are good for the community in Singleton with our progressive approach, a collaborative approach. It's a friendly council, and I'd like to see it continue to do that. I'm an independent representative. I continue be an independent, and I strongly support independent representation in local government. I think party politics belongs in the state government, the federal government, but I don't think it has a good place in local government. Independent representation to me is the very best representation in the local environment.
And so,
I have a strong rural background. I have great plans for better infrastructure in rural areas and the city, of course, of Singleton. But roads, bridges, culverts, and so important in the rural area, and sporting grounds, parks, youth programs, very important, and diversity of the whole operation so that we're covering everyone's needs.
And so they're some of the top or, I guess, main policies that you really want to hone through for this election and what's to come?
Yes, and the end of this next council, yes, of course.
And so what do you think some of the best opportunities you could face if you were to be, I guess, re-elected?
Well, We've worked very hard to gain resources for region money. Singleton and Musselbrook Council, as you would be aware, were left behind in that area. And now we're starting to get some money dribbling into our coffers. And I think that if that continues, and it should because it's coal money, it's skimmed off the top of the coal industry, there's a lot of opportunity for us in Singleton to finish off and improve areas that we've been focusing on with this extra cash. I'm also focusing on new industries, manufacturing, specialist servicing industries, things of that nature, because, you know, it does look to the power stations and the coal industry are going to be challenged, to say the least. And I'd like to see that we have the foresight. We have the foresight to look to new manufacturing and new industry in the area. Because if the coal industry does retreat, I don't think it will. Personally, I don't think it will. There'll be a lot of people needing jobs if it does.
And so
we had some interesting proposals that dropped off over the last 5 years that this council ran for, some of them because of interference from federal government, which was a shame. Very, very interesting industries which didn't eventuate. So that sort of thing, the diversity that's needed in the thinking of the people who are making the decisions is so important for the future.
And just
yes.
I was just going to say, and just finally, what do you think some of the limitations could be as well with your candidacy?
Well, if we're not able to look after the infrastructure, like roads and rubbish, water, sewage and those things, we're not doing our job. And if we don't do that, we shouldn't be there. So that's a limitation. If we can't manage the funds that we have to do the best to maintain what we have, we're not doing the job. Staff morale at the council is, at the moment, it's very high, it's very good. And this council changed that. And if we don't continue to keep that at the highest possible level, we won't be doing our job there either. Mm. It's important that the staff morale is very high, and I can tell you that with this council and myself and this council, I put a lot of effort into making sure that we improved it, and we improved it immensely, and it's very obvious among the staff at the moment.
Well, Tony McNamara, a candidate for Singleton Council, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gemma. Have a lovely day.